Long. Yeah, today feels like a Monday part two for me. But you know what I'm saying? It's done. It's done with damn near. Well, welcome to She Gets It. You know what I'm saying? If you seen any like snippets, you know I'm like point blank range about what I want to talk about. But before I get into the topic, I want to get into your podcast, stuff about y'all, and then I'll jump into the topic because I feel like I see you guys, I'll repost stuff, but I've never like seen you guys and like had a conversation with y'all, so I just want to dig into y'all business.
That is fine.
You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to be a little bit nosy. So everybody can find Loose Lips Podcast at Loose Lips Pod on IG, and you can find Lolo Bunny 86 on there, and you can find Debbie Cake, Deb Cake. Yes, 86. Okay, 86 can be y'all year. That's fine. I'm 87. You know what I'm saying?
It is. We welcome you though.
Okay. Well, this is y'all initiation. And can y'all tell me a bit about where y'all from? Where y'all from and things?
Well, this is Lo. I am originally from Anderson, South Carolina.
Okay.
Don't claim that fucking city, but that's where I'm from.
Okay.
That's what's on my birth certificate, but I reside about 50 minutes away from Anderson now in Greenville.
Okay.
All right. I'm from Anderson as well, of course. But I've been in Charlotte actually now for probably about 6 years.
Okay.
So
y'all like it?
It was time for a start. Yeah.
I feel it. So why did y'all start Loose Lips and why do y'all call it Loose Lips Podcast?
Well, let me see if I can make this story short. So initially, the podcast was with someone else.
Okay.
I was actually hosting a podcast with a guy that I've known for years. And we had two different names. It was called The Sessions, and then it was called A Conversation with Lo and P. So that was our podcast. And we were just having some schedule conflicts and we could never get some episodes out. Because, you know, when you podcast, you have to stay consistent.
Right.
So I actually went up to Charlotte and asked David to do an episode because we just hadn't had an episode. And anyone that knows me knows I'm a perfectionist. You've got to go the right way.
Mm-hmm.
And so me and her did an episode tonight and it kind of just took off. And so I just let him know, you're done. I'm going to just do the show with Debbie. And I really can't recall. I think Debbie came up with the name Loose Lips. I probably was passed out on the couch. I don't remember.
I was in the bed.
I don't remember.
Okay. I like it. She said you are dismissed, sir.
Yeah. No, we don't even have but it ain't no beef, but I kind of Beyonce'd his ass.
I mean, you have to. Business is business. Like, this is what I want to do, and I need somebody that's not here to play.
Right.
So I feel it. Where do you guys both want the podcast to go? Like, what are your goals for the show?
For me, you know, the podcast is my baby. You know, it was something that I did create and then David came aboard. And to me, I love doing it, but it's also a business. Mm-hmm. And eventually, like, just to me, I kind of like want to be the Oprah of podcasting, the Joe Budden of podcasting, all that extra mess that Joe be going through.
Boy, he's a mess man. He's messy.
This is just not Joe's week. This may not be his month this year.
Listen.
But initially, like, I just
want to... He might want to go ahead and give it up. Go
high. Yeah.
I just want to be a big power player in podcasting, because I feel like people do love the show, because I try to stay as true to myself as I can be, and I don't give a damn, right, you know, or whatever. So I think that's why a lot of people like it. But that's me. That's my end goal for the podcast. I see bigger and better things on the horizon for the podcast, but you know, building it brick by brick.
Debbie, what's up? Where you trying to take this thing?
So, okay. As she said, this is definitely her baby. So her vision of it is way wider. It's been a while. We've been at this, what, about 3 years now? Yeah. So I'm still kind of coasting through, learning different things. And to me, right now, I'm not the social media person.
Oh, okay.
Like, I am not the social media person. Like, posting, I barely even post on my own personal stuff. Mm-hmm. So, as far as the conversations, the shows go, yeah. Oh, I can talk all day long. So definitely, shows, I'm here for it. The new stuff that we have coming up, I'm not sure how much of it we're putting out. Mm-hmm. I'm here for it.
Okay.
So more so of a brand than just a podcast.
Okay. I mean, it's good to have a yin and a yang personality when it comes to this podcast thing, because it can be a lot. It can be a lot.
It's the sugar and spice.
Yeah,
it's definitely some sugar and spice.
What's your favorite? What's each of your favorite things about podcasting so far?
Like for me, because like when it's just me and Debbie, it's really, and even when we have guests, it's a conversation. But Debbie and I grew up together, so a lot of the stuff we kind of talk about, we kind of already know, especially when we start going into our storytelling.
Right.
So we might have been there for most of it, but I like when we have guests on and I get to be in their business and find out stuff and get into their bedroom, like the episode we just had, Lesbian Discovery. We have a lesbian on.
Listen, the details, you know, I'm just like, okay.
So like, I don't have to watch porn.
Yeah.
Listen.
Like, well, I don't have to use my Wi-Fi. I can just ask you what's going on over
there.
Yeah. That to me is probably my favorite, getting up in other folks' business.
Mm-hmm. I would say mine's feedback. Definitely the feedback to see what people got to say, or reactions to some of the stuff that's said or that they've heard come from Lucille's podcast. Or it's the fact of, oh, I didn't even know y'all talk like that.
Oh.
Yeah, don't ever walk up
to me. Come on, vulgarity. Yes. Yes, that's where I live. Okay, you never know what comes out of my mouth,
right?
But that's good though. That's good that y'all stay true to yourselves and y'all just can have people come on the show and just like get comfortable and get right into what they originally do. Like nobody's having to prepare to be somebody else to come on y'all show. Mm-hmm. So that's a good thing, because right. I hate listening to shows and you feel like people are like rehearse, or they already practice their answer. Like, be chill, just tell me straight like it actually is. Yeah, so I like that.
I think it's always, anytime we have a show, it's like a disclosure. Is there anything that you don't want to talk about? Let us know now.
Right.
If it's anything that's off limits.
Right.
I'm gonna get in your business if you don't tell me not to.
Oh, Lord. So right now, what are your top four podcasts that y'all subscribe to right now and why? So it could be like two for you, or it could be two for you, or y'all could do four each.
Well, for me, I'm an avid podcast listener. Mm-hmm. Right? I have a schedule set up to listen to all my podcasts throughout the week and the weekend. So Joe Budden was like at the top for me, but I'm not gonna lie, I unsubscribed after the Maul and Rory mess, and then now Olivia Dope. I actually unsubscribed from everything on the Joe Budden Network, because I'm sorry, I'm gonna stand. This woman has said that you sexually harassed her. these two women have came out and basically said shit's flipped only because they're asking to see account because that's how they get paid off of, because it's profit sharing. So to me, it's just like the human being part of you. I can't support none of your businesses because of how you so I've unsubscribed to him, but I listen to The Read, I listen to Cold Case Files, of course I listen to my own shit, The Vanish, Crime Junkie, Wine Time, Barbie Way, Ladies Pitch, Gumbo Therapy, you. I'm just scrolling through all my shit that I have here. Killer Road, Counterpop. I listen to a lot of true podcasts, true crime podcasts. I love to hear like, why the fuck y'all out here killing people? Let's listen to that. Court Junkie, OC Swingers, Chilling with Jews. So it's a lot. And I have therapy for Black girls. So I just have a schedule throughout the week. Like, even though like your shit might drop, say on a Tuesday, I might not get to it till a Thursday because of how I got my schedule flowing, so I can try to get to everybody that week so I won't be behind. But I listen to a lot. It's more than four. I listen to everything.
Me too. It's hard to be a podcaster and then listen to podcasts. Like,
but I love it though, because I was like, especially when we get on Instagram, I'm like, yeah, your episode was dope. You said some crazy shit. I listened to a bunch of podcasts. Rest in peace, Joe Budden. I had to take you out the rotation.
Wait. What about you, Debbie?
So I'm not a it's crazy. I'm not a podcast listener. I don't. That's so probably sad to say yes. I don't. I'm gonna be honest with you. I barely even watch TV. Cut on some music and I'm good to go. If one of these children is not getting on my nerves, and it's probably not even my daughter. It's probably my son. And my hands is probably in something. I'm an arts and crafter, so I'm one of those, burn my incense, cut my music on, and I'm probably doing something with my hands.
Okay. I mean, at least one of y'all got your ear to the street, you know what I'm saying?
I mean, that's why I probably run the Instagram the way that I do, because I talk to all y'all. Debbie ain't gonna know what the fuck is going on if she jumped on over there. she gonna be like, but I love listening to podcasts. Like, I love listening to music, but I love listening to podcasts as well too, because it's like our new media with everything and stuff. So I actually spend my day listening to podcasts, and I have a schedule and I have a set, and I start off early in the morning and then I end it at night. I listen to it when I'm at the gym, when I finish up my cardio and stuff. So shout out to y'all get me through the day.
Listen, that's the best time to listen to podcasts. When I was driving to work, because I work from home now, that's when I would listen to podcasts too, because I live in Atlanta and we ain't got nothing but traffic.
I hate y'all traffic. If I come down to Atlanta, I make sure I leave at like 6 in the morning, so by the time I get down there, y'all motherfuckers just be waking up and I've already got to my destination. I park in my car and I'm riding with whoever I'm down there to see, because no, I don't understand why all y'all have to be out there in the street like that, the way that y'all are.
It's just how they have it set up. Like, why y'all got all these office buildings letting out people at the same time?
Right. Y'all can't get off at 7?
Listen. Right. It makes no sense.
They changed our work schedule from getting off at 5:30 to 6, and it really was no different.
No. The only difference you're going to find in Atlanta is like 7:30. You get out 7:30, it might be a little bit of motion.
It don't matter the time I get to Atlanta early in the morning, and that's it. If I'm going down there, well, my best friend, she used to live down there, but she's back this way now. But when I went to go see her, I'm riding with you. When I get down there, like, of course, shout out to Beyonce when the world was open. Yeah. We're Ubering to your concerts, babe. Yeah. I'm not driving. No.
But you know now, Uber taxing everybody for shit.
So. Yeah, and I'm not even Ubering.
Yeah, people ain't trying to move right now either. You know what I'm saying? But before we get into the main topic,
the crazy thing, I rode in the Uber for the first time like a year and a half ago.
Yeah.
And I was just like, yeah, this is not for me. because I can't put my foot on the gas or the brake.
It's like, hit or miss.
It's not for me.
So last time I was in an Uber, this man was from New York because of the way that they drove. They drove like they was about to die today. And I'm like, I like you. Thank you for getting me to the grocery store in one piece. Thank you. But sometimes it's hit or miss. Like you get one that's driving 10 miles per hour and I'm just like, so when are you about to get to where I need to go? Like push your foot on it. So it's hit or miss.
Yeah.
So tell these people where to find y'all show and then we'll jump into this main topic I wanted to talk about with y'all.
Well, of course, you can find us on Instagram, Loose Lips Pod. If you click the link in our bio, it'll take you to everything. Loose Lips, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Anchor.fm, Google Play, YouTube, our Facebook page, and our Facebook group, both under the same name, Loose Lips Podcast.
Yes, Loose Lips. All right. Okay, so the topic I picked for y'all is... How long do you stay after losing trust in your partner?
To me, you can't stay. And this is just from my personal experience. I have tried it. And to me, once I don't trust you,
yeah,
it don't matter what it is that you could have done, I'll never trust you fully again. And even if I keep you around, I'm always side-eyeing you because I know what you're capable of. So I'll never fully trust you in whatever area it is that you lost my trust in.
I'm the same.
I often say it's kind of pretty much the same. Like when you've been with somebody, once that trust is gone, it's like, what else do you really have left? Now I'm going to really question everything that you do. Right. And if I got to question you that much, what are we doing?
Right.
Why are we here?
Right. I just, you know.
The relationship at this point is dead.
Right. Like, I see people all the time stay and they'll be bitter or they'll be, like, babysitting the person that they with instead of, like, actively being an adult in the relationship. I'm just like, is it worth all of this? Like, is it worth you being here and being miserable? Is it worth
it? It's not worth it. Now, granted, I mean, depending on the relationship, because, you know, you've seen some couples that are able to work through whatever it is. Mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure it might take a lot of counseling and soul searching on their end to get them to a good place. I honestly don't feel it'll ever go back to how it used to be prior to their trust being broken. But just me personally, I ain't got the time. You did what you did. It is what it is. I'd rather just keep it pushing and not have to deal with that. And like I said, if I do decide to keep you around, trust and believe I'm side-eyeing your ass.
Yeah.
And I don't fully trust you. And yeah.
What about for you, Debbie?
Now, have I been in a relationship as far as the trust? I don't think it was trust, but have I been in a relationship that I've stayed longer than necessary? Probably so. And it's just some of those situations you really can't just walk away from. So if it's a trust issue, if it's other issues, some stuff you can't just pack up and it's done.
Yeah.
So can you... Trust is just hard to gain back, period.
Yeah.
It's something... What did I hear before? Trust is something that you pour out in buckets, but you get back in droplets. Like, it's hard to gain somebody's trust back. It is.
Yeah.
So it's just like, what do you really have after the trust is gone, though?
Not a damn thing.
I can't even say your
roommate. It's just like,
because I don't want you in my house if I can't trust you.
Like, yeah. Mm-hmm. It's like, oh, nigga, you said you had to pee, but you went there and peed and shit.
Right. Like, don't flush it yet. Let me see. Was you really in there? I just know, like, I'm not a forgiving person, and when I feel like I had a certain trust in you at the time, and at that time when I felt that trust and I felt like you were good, you were really deceiving me and disrespecting me. How can I ever feel comfortable to feel good with you again, because I thought there was nothing going on and you had this whole thing going on. So we can't do nothing. And I'm always like, I don't think like people in marriages be like, yeah, you know, he broke my trust and we worked on it. How did you work on it?
You chose to do, like I always tell anybody, you don't never have to lie to me. I like for people to be straightforward.
Same.
And be blunt, because I'm going to be straightforward and I'm going to be blunt with you, whether if you like the delivery or not. I got what the fuck I had to say off my chest and tell you. So right. To me, if you choose to do something you know you ain't supposed to do and break my trust, you made a decision. You're an adult.
Right.
So I made a decision to leave you the fuck alone or either deal with you the bare minimum.
Yeah.
Simple as that. I'm sorry, y'all. I don't know. I got some tight ass drawers today and my circulation is cutting off. Jesus, my leg just went numb. I'm sorry. I had to move around. I didn't know if y'all heard me. I'm sorry.
I just don't understand why people be staying reserving dick and pussy as if they will never get another again. Like, stop that.
Right. But trust, one thing is, it's not even just trust in relationship. That's any relationship you have, that be a partner, a friend, a family member. Like, really, once you fuck up that trust, it's done.
Right.
You always gonna look at and let them, like.
Right.
So, yeah, no. Because what you said was, and what you do,
I feel like this. Once I feel like I can't trust you, you're going to get attitude. You're going to get lack of effort from me. I'm going to ignore you. And it's going to be a lot of gaslighting for no reason, because I'm trying to work through shit that you did and you still in my space.
So that's why I would rather remove them from my space. I can be petty. I feel like I'm clean of petty at times, but I don't have time to schedule you for the petty. So just go on about your day.
Yeah. It's not safe.
It definitely is not.
I'm a Gemini. It's not safe for you. It's not safe. This is not a safe environment for you after you disrespect. I'm sorry. You know what I'm saying? And don't let me get a flashback.
Yeah.
It's a wrap. If I get a flashback of how you tried me, I might Rihanna you in the Lamborghini with Chris Brown, okay? And I will not be Rihanna at the end, okay? I'm just letting you know. Don't get messy.
That was gaslighting at its finest. You hear me?
Boy. I'm just like, girl. But you know, again, we have to remember, she's from the Caribbean. They little ticky-ticky. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Ticky ticky.
Yeah.
I just feel like after you do what you made a choice to do, like you said, Lo.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like as your former partner, it is my duty to help you build your boxes so you can go. Like, what you need to make. You know, I could get the permanent marker, but you can't stay here. You can't be within my space. I can no longer care about you. You and your mama could go to hell.
Yes, because your mama gave birth to you.
Hello?
It's trash bags up in the sink. All right, we got some bottle bags. You got I'm not going to buy no boxes.
You can't use my bag. You can't use my bag. You can't even pack. Your shit is on the line. Thank you. Have a good day.
No, because if they don't pick it up, then I don't want all that shit across my yard.
I can't.
They're going to pick it up. They need their drawers.
I can't. I just, you know, I think some people you can play with and some people can give you chances and chances and chances because they gave up on themselves. But I'm just not it. And that's why I never allowed a man to be within my space. All right, y'all. So, apparently, there's been an app out here called Needle, and it's abbreviated NE with a line over top.
So when you type it in, you gotta put N, hold down your E if you are an iPhone user, and then you'll see like the dash over the E, DL. And basically it's a way for creators and people who want to talk to an audience to start their very own live call-in radio show, which is cool. That's a good idea. It's for ages 12 and up, and how they push it is find voices be heard. Cool. My thing is, yes, you're a drop-in broadcast live with friends or doing it by yourself. You can find live conversations by the words that they're saying, but you cannot take the audio with you. You can subscribe to someone, you can follow someone. It transcribes what you're saying the best way it can. I used it earlier today, which it was interesting, but I just feel like it needs to be more beneficial for creators and people who are spending their time speaking, so it can go beyond just a shared link. But that is something out here. If there are any creatives looking for a way that they can have their own radio show and host it solo, it does give you a solo option or with someone as an option. So, you know, there's always stereo. Stereo, their next update will be able to host one person doing their own show or up to five people doing their own show in the same talk. So that's going to be interesting, where you can still take the audio wherever you want and market it how you want. So that's just something. Wanted to give you guys an update instead of another ad about whoishan.com, which you can go to shop, buy books, or buy merch for either of the shows. And don't forget to check out Loud Mouth Stereo Podcast. Now back to the show, because these girls for Loose Lips, I mean, they my cup of tea. Yeah.
Because it's just not safe if you just think you about to, you know, play. So, you know, I keep that separate, but you know, if you're a woman out here and you feel like you could gain, help a man gain back his trust in your relationship after disrespecting you, okay, you know, we all gotta play the fool sometimes. Some of us.
I mean, I guess it depends on the relationship, because you know how you go on social media and people like, you know, if Beyonce got cheated on or Halle Berry got cheated on, anybody can get cheated on. And I mean, everybody know I'm a Beyonce fan. That's my big sister. We both Virgo. Shout out to Rumi and Sir and Blue. Hey, y'all.
Y'all too low.
Her and Jay-Z been together for a very, very, very long
time. Yes.
And I believe, because you know, when Beyonce went on tour, when she went on Miss Carter's tour, she extended the tour because she was like, yeah, get the hell away from me, Jay. Mm-hmm. Like, she wasn't ready to go home. He didn't know she was extending the tour. So I believe just as a woman outside of the celebrity, it probably did take them a lot of work. And based on what she and Jay both said, he had to do some work on himself as well.
Yeah.
So I guess in that instance, when you see the person who hurt you and, you know, made you not be able to trust them putting in some work, and then y'all have all of this that y'all have built, it's not that easy to walk away. And then plus that person is doing the work. And I'm pretty sure it's something that they have to work on every day. Now, me, I ain't doing all that.
And then, and then this too, with that, you got to think, that's billionaire relationship money. They got more on the line than...
That's too much stuff and assets to separate, nah.
Yes!
But I'm pretty sure if Beyonce wanted to separate it, because she probably would have walked away with some of his assets.
Oh, hell yeah.
It's been great, but me being a multi-thousandaire that I am, no. I'm not doing that.
I'm very forgiving in certain situations. I'm probably overforgiving in certain situations, but I don't think I've been in a relationship where trust is the issue, where I had to forgive you for some fucked up shit that you do. Now, have I been in some relationship with some other shit? Yeah, but trust. When again, if I don't trust you, Yeah. Like, I don't even want you to touch me. We're not having sex. I'm not interested. Like,
yeah.
We roommates and yeah.
I think today's people have like this fogginess about mistake and excuse. I feel like there are no mistakes in cheating when you know you in a goddamn relationship. You made a decision to pursue someone else while you're in a relationship. Especially if this is a repeated person that you're having dealings with. Yeah. And then after you get caught with this person repeated times, who's the fool? The other person has to be the fool.
I mistakenly pulled down my pants and put my penis inside. What?
10 times.
Like, and you don't even have to be in a relationship. Like, the last dude that I was dealing with, and his nickname on the show was Dude on the Side of the House. Reasons that you have to go back and listen to the podcast for. But long story short, him and I was not in a relationship, but we had a conversation saying that we were going to be exclusive, meaning just you and I.
Right.
Not going to deal with nobody else. So long story short, I found out he was dealing with someone else. And this dumbass going to say, well, I didn't mean to sleep with her. I said, you didn't mean to sleep with her, but you got a hotel room?
Wow.
Like, if you get a hotel room, you're not going there for Bible study.
There's lots of planning.
They wanted to test the sheets.
Yeah, I was like, but you didn't talk about it. It's just something that happened. And
no,
I actually was in a conversation with some dudes. They're like they're my friends, platonic. And they was like, you can just accidentally sleep with someone else. I said, well, I can just accidentally murder you.
Yeah.
And then, you know,
how do you accidentally sleep with somebody?
And that's why I told him, I said, there's no accident, because you have to unbutton your pants, take off your underwear. So in between all of that, you have a brain to say, oh, maybe I shouldn't do this.
Right.
So yeah, men are dumb.
It's some dumb women too now. It's some dumb women too.
That too. But I feel that at a certain point, you can't be like, if you've caught your person repeatedly, you can't be mad at them no longer. You have to
It's not your fault.
You have to find, like, why am I not stepping up for me? Why am I not, you know, demanding something better for myself? Why am I still here?
Because what they say, shame on you, fool me twice, shame on me. Because at some point, you got to stand up for something.
Take accountability.
Are we all gonna end up on the ID channel?
Listen, that's why I'm single. I said I can't be with nobody right now. I'll end up on Snapped, okay?
It'll be a real quick episode. Yes, I did it. Roll credits. I ain't got time for this. I gotta go back to my jail. They serve me chips.
Do you have any regrets? I wish I had more bullets.
Right. I wish I had more time.
What?
I wish I had more time. That was it.
What? That was it. I knew I should have got the 45 and not the 22. Like, what are we talking about?
I knew I should have got the 45.
She got one of the fucking rifles at the house.
Right.
So that'd be it.
I just, you know. But I'm, you know, anybody out here who's struggling with the trust, if it ain't for you, it's okay. Don't make people, a lot of people like to make you feel guilty for throwing the deuces. Sometimes you have to throw the deuces out of a relationship because it's not healthy. And we not our grandparents, we not our great-great-grandparents or granddaddies. We not in relationships for the same reasons they were. And you should be able to know, like, I can't do this.
But some people don't want to be alone, so they'll take whatever somebody gives to them.
And you see it on social media all the time, these females and some men love to say they got this person, but you are so unhappy with this person, but you trying to show off on social media that you got them, when really you don't have you.
Facts! That's a fact.
In the words of Tamar, life.
And stop listening to your friends.
Yeah.
I don't never listen to my friends. Debbie can tell you.
We know.
I don't ever listen.
single friends can be into the abyss. Friends who are with ain't shit motherfuckers can lead you into the abyss.
So I leave my own self into the abyss. I just be out here.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? I like that term, do what make you happy, but sometimes people horrify that term. Like, sometimes I be seeing some chicks be on Facebook like, you only get one life, and I know what they doing. And I'm like, and you, your life will get cut short when that bitch find you.
Listen. Or when your pussy lips start clapping.
Right.
Okay.
Honey.
So I, sometimes when I see people say, you only get one life, do you? And I just be sitting there like, I don't think that apply to you because we know what you're doing.
I mean, if you want to break it down, you only get one life, do you, if you the only one fucking you. But if you fucking with another person, you're going to have to let me in on what you got going on. Is this rotisserie, punani? Is the whole block on this? Is this community peen? Like, let me in. If that's your thing, cool, but... this whole, I feel like I shouldn't have to share that, then you shouldn't be here with me.
If you
they don't have to share like what they do sexually with other people because we're not a thing.
But no, if you do, that's my head.
Out of my vagina.
Right.
I need to know.
Right. Right. So, I don't know.
That is my hell.
Yeah, the mentality of people today keeps me very single because I can't.
Myself in your life.
I can't. Like, it's a very attractive thing when you meet a man that's picky about who he fucks.
Yeah, because he can act picky. Is he really picky? Or is he just pretending to be picky?
I mean, that's another thing you would never know, but...
My thing is, if a man try to act like he picky, go look at his baby mama if he got some. That'll tell you right there if he really picky. Because if she look like 50 Cent in a sundress, he ain't picky.
Not if she look like 50 Cent in a sundress.
He ain't picky.
What if she just had some good qualities, she just wasn't that cute?
It don't matter. You ain't that picky. You messed around with 50 Cent.
Many men wish death upon me.
Blood in my
dog. I mean, a booger wolf be getting dick too. Okay.
I mean, they do because
it's something for everybody.
My ex, who we nicknamed Fat Ass on the show, prayers to everybody involved. He cheated on me with Young Buck. Well, she looked like 50 Cent in the dress. Let me just roll that back. She looked like 50 Cent in a dress. And I asked him why. He was like, because she got good stuff. That was his answer. Because I was like, you can't be... So that's why I say they may act like they picky, but they can't be too picky. And also, just off topic, a word of advice to women. I don't care how fine that man is to you, look at his kids or his child. Is that baby or them kids that look ugly in them run? Because there's an ugly gene sitting somewhere in his body doormat. And it came out in them kids.
Not an ugly gene.
The ugly gene sitting doormat somewhere.
And I am free to laugh at this because my both of my kids are here and I ain't having no more, so I'm safe.
Me neither.
Me too. Two and I keep saying two and I really, y'all, I know I'm gonna sound crazy because my baby is gonna be 13 in July. I wanna have another baby.
And she crazy.
No.
She crazy.
Don't do it.
She said don't do it.
Let me tell you, I'm not
I don't want another baby daddy. I need me a husband. If I don't get no husband, I'm not having no babies.
I don't need a baby. I need a husband. My kids, I want to be 40 when they graduate high school. I'd be damned if I be out here with a diaper bag. No.
But by the time I turn 40, if I have a baby now, I won't have a diaper bag. They'll be five. It don't matter.
Your kids will be out the house or on the way out the house. And you got this little 5-year-old running around talking about they want some damn juice and they thirsty. Sit your ass down so we don't even know why they want to judge you.
Not they thirsty.
They thirsty.
Like, I'm tired of, like, sneaking around to get mine. It's like, how dare you? I pay all the bills in here and I got to sneak around.
Right. You get out.
No.
I can't. Mine's of age. Know what the fuck's going on. It's okay. You can't come here.
No, no, damn parenthood. I'm about to hit hot girlhood. Look at this shit.
I'm headed to MILF college, okay? Recruiters!
My kids have been to HBCU and I'll be up there too at the frat house.
MILF, like, what's up? Like a few
dollars. At the frat house, sneaking out the window at 8 a.m. You got class?
Not sneaking out the window.
Mm-mm. I've been ironing his clothes and everything for class. You got 8 a.m. class? Get up, Rayshawn. I gotta go.
They're not there when they kids Rayshawn these days.
Okay. You don't get them simple names. Oh, yeah. His name Cauliflower Johnson or some shit.
But that's such and such mama. She be bringing us those brownies. She sure do.
Right.
She be bringing them cakes.
Yes. All the cakes, okay? What's up?
Homeboy's talking about, hey, man, your mom's cool, man.
My kids are going to be so embarrassed, like, mom, please don't. Please don't wear that.
My kids be embarrassed, but hey, it is what it is.
Yeah. You know, keep the trust in. Keep the trust. Do your thing. Be with people who are on your page. Like, if you don't want no more kids, be with somebody that doesn't want any more kids also.
Well, I tell people I don't want no more kids. And for some reason, these dudes think they're going to change my mind.
Yes!
Right.
It is not, let me say this, it is not sexy for a man to be like, I'm about to get you pregnant. I will lock you up. That's a threat.
That's the reason for me to end up on the IB channel.
Yes.
Sir, that's a start with a deadly weapon.
Right.
Deadly weapon.
Listen, get me pregnant if you want to. Here today, gone tomorrow.
Listen.
I have to say pregnant.
Okay, so you be excited for all of 24 hours, baby. Okay? Because I'm going to give you a sonogram and an obituary all in the same week.
Gee, we are ruthless out here.
Not the sonogram and the obituary.
Sonogram and an obituary all in the same week. Don't play with me, sir.
Just, you know what? Just use that as photo on top of the obituary.
And be like, damn, double homicide.
I can't.
That shit was hilarious. That right there, I could not unhit it.
Her show is out of pocket. She got mad at that coffee. I never watched it either, but from the clips that I seen, I'm just like, yo, she's out of pocket.
Jocelyn is out of pocket, but that's what makes for good TV because that's what people like to see. Mm-hmm. But Jocelyn
who are you talking to?
Yeah, I was gonna say that. She was talking to the guy about coughing. I was like,
who are you coughing at?
You better had something in your throat. God damn, bitch, you can't have the flu? You can't have allergies?
Jocelyn is too much. I mean, for her to still go into the studio and make songs, like, we want to hear that. I mean, yeah. I even seen Latinos comment and talk some, we don't even know what she's saying, y'all. So, like, girl, what is you in there doing? Like, this is Stevie J's fault. Come get your baby mama.
I can't.
You don't love me no more, DB.
Is Stevie and Faith still growing strong?
Let me tell you. Somebody check on Faith Evans because she performed at DMX's funeral via Zoom or however they did it, and sis looked a hot mess. I don't know if she was grieving or if she was high or if it was a
She's looked like she's been on drugs for a while.
She used to be. She has a habit. And being with Stevie J, I'm pretty sure don't help it.
I can't.
So, Diddy, come get the first lady a bad boy.
My nerves.
Sometimes it's too late.
You better Diddy bop his ass over there and check on him.
Diddy love homes.
I cannot. He too busy trying to change his name.
I said it's the Diddy love homes for me.
Diddy has been changing his name since the 90s, okay?
Pop Diddy Pop, Pop Diddy, P Diddy Pop. Yeah, all that.
He has been changing his name since the 90s. He don't know.
I think they see his paperwork comes through like, it's him again.
I can't. I don't know. One day I'm going to have those kind of wealthy people problems. I don't know what name I want to change my name this week. Oh, okay.
Well, see, I don't like when anyone calls me by my government name. And I also don't like when people call me by my nickname. But people be like, but that's what everybody call me. I'm like, that's because they have permission. Ooh. I have not allowed you to sign off on calling me that. And they be like, well, if I can't call you by your nickname, what should I be able to call you? You can't call me nothing. Because obviously you weren't that close to me to call me by my nickname. Because I had a girl do that. So there was two girls from our hometown that was up here in my city that I live in. And they seen me out eating. And one of the girls, she's close with my sister, but I don't know you. And she was like, oh, hey, Lo. And I said, what did you call me? And she said, I called you Lo. I said, don't call me that. She was like, but you know me, bitch. I don't know you. Don't call me that. She lucky I had my to-go plate in my hand because I don't play about my food.
Lord.
So I kept it moved. But no, don't call me that.
Yeah.
Everybody's wanting to throw their
hand up. And she everybody has, like, their little names that they'll call me, but just don't pet name me. Like, don't baby me. Don't sweetheart me will make me want to fight. Don't ever call me sweetheart.
I hate when a dude first try to talk to you and he be like, hey, queen, bitch, I'm a felon. What do you want? It's too early for this. What do you want? Don't queen out. Know that I'm not really a felon, people. But, I don't want anybody trying to pull up my jail record. I don't have one. I'll probably never be a felon. But I hate that they be
like, trying to pull you up because you know you're good about it.
Right. They be like, good morning, queen. I'm a felon. Why are you over here? Like, don't be trying to queen your way into my life. Get out.
Yeah, I would never forget. You had sent me a screenshot where somebody has inboxed you. And you was like, he had said, where are you from? This motherfucker replied back and said, the pits of hell.
Yeah.
When people ask me where I'm from, I usually be like, my mama's uterus. What's up?
Right. Like, don't, like, and I don't, like, especially, like, they just get on my nerves, like, he'd be texting me, like, hey, love, I'm like, what's up with you, fam?
Yes.
Like, don't
be like, if you say, good morning, baby, I'd be like, I'll purposely see it and don't reply until 1 p.m. and be like, what's up?
And then, when they do that and you only talk to them for 3 hours, why are you babying me already?
I don't
even know if I want to be here.
This is a
7-day trial period. I might unsubscribe by the 5th day.
You gotta be gone. Listen, I gave this guy my number one time and I regretted it because this man randomly will send me selfies of himself.
Who does that? You say, fellas? Fellas, y'all have got to understand, right? That baby stuff, that queen stuff, all of that so early, like, that don't do nothing. Let me tell you, us women now, we a new breed. I know I'm a different breed. Sometimes people ask me where I come from, for real. I don't know. But listen, don't do that. That's not cute. Call me felon. I'd rather you text me like, what's good with you, thug? Nothing, my G.
Yes!
Talking with you, like, don't do that. Hey, babe, no.
Don't good morning me. Hey, tell me to wake my ass up. Wake your ass up. Right. What you doing today?
Oh, if I'm talking to you in this bae, I'm not your bae. I'm not your boo. I'm not that.
Just let me wake up to my Cash App ringing. How about that? Ask me.
Hey.
What's your Cash App?
Is
there a bill due? Because there's always a bill due. Hello. I mean, you texting me saying I Cash Apped you is a good morning text to me, and the Cash App has to be over $100 or more for me to at least acknowledge it.
Okay. Woo! Okay. She has things that she accepts, y'all. She has things that she accepts. Okay.
Right.
You know. I feel like if you set your standard, then you just limit the bullshit. So I don't mind that. I think everybody should have their standards.
I come in with a list. You know what? I think that's what
sometimes.
I'm going to post that in our Facebook group tomorrow if I remember, because I'm getting old, folks. I be forgetting shit. If my kids didn't talk to me, I forget them too. But I come in with a list of stuff I'm not going to do. Mm-mm-mm. So you know I'm not going to do that. I don't want to hear about your problems.
Yeah.
I don't want to get on top because I'm tired. I'm not cooking for you. I'm not cooking for you. I'm not your therapist. I don't care about nothing that's going on in your life. I honestly, I don't care. If I act like I care, it's because I want something.
You know, not because you want something.
Listen, I was on Twitter today confessing my sins, right? And so I had put on Twitter, I was like, y'all, I really left this dude on red, and I got him at a very vulnerable time in his life. Because I feel like when you really want a man, you got to get him when he's vulnerable. Like, you know, his grandma died or something. But, you know, dudes love that grandma. And so I was like, y'all, I really got with this dude at a very vulnerable time in his life and used him for his dick in his mouth. And now I done left him on red. And everybody was replying back to me. I was like, yeah, y'all, I ain't shit. But I did. Cause I knew I could get in, Chan. I knew I could get in because he's vulnerable.
And that's the
lay thing. Lay your head on my shoulder. Come on, lay your head on my shoulder.
Yeah. It works both ways. People will take advantage of you if you're not ready to be out here. So stay your ass in the house.
And I did. And I don't apologize. Cause he should have known better. Like you said, he should have stayed his ass in the house.
Yeah, it's not safe.
Let me tell you what, because I love me some mall. Like sometimes, like me and him, like, because I kind of know when he up, so I'll tweet him and he'll reply back. Mm-hmm. But I tried to fly him out. So everybody was like, she trying to fly you out, man. And somebody was like, no, her podcast ain't Loose Lips. Don't go over there, mall. But if mall, like if mall, grandma, somebody die, I'm in there because he going to be vulnerable. And I'm going to send him a picture of some weed and be like...
You going to shoot your shot?
Yeah, because I just want to rub Maul down in some shea butter.
Lord.
That's it. And he probably vulnerable.
They come out with their own podcast.
Yeah, I seen that. He probably vulnerable right now because Joe Woods, his man's 100 grand.
He definitely is pillow talking with bitches.
So I might need to go up there to New York. Just wait,
you
know, on bay.
Bring honesty back in 2021, please. Like, I need it.
Honesty is a lost art.
I love it. It's just so, like, refreshing to have somebody so honest. Like,
and sometimes I like to be quiet because sometimes I feel like I'm too honest sometimes. Mm-hmm. But I like honesty. Yeah. I'm like, oh, okay. Because sometimes you don't know you're doing something, or sometimes you just need someone to just be blunt with you, like get your shit together. Mm-hmm. And whatever, because I'm very blunt with my kids. I'd be like, y'all stink. The fuck is going on over here?
Yes, you smell like Aldo. Did you put on deodorant today? Like,
I told my son, one day, ain't nobody gonna want to suck your dick smelling like that. Go up there.
Ooh, I'm not there yet. I'm not at that age yet. But I do tell my daughters, they are 7 and 4, that if you don't start wiping yourself when you pee, your vagina will fall off.
Yeah. It's
going to fall off.
Shh. It's all they need to know. It will fall off. You know what I'm saying?
Mama said it's going to fall off, girl.
You got to go wipe it real good.
Yes.
No, my grandma used to call it a pocketbook. Did you clean your pocketbook?
They gonna
fuck
around and wipe
it off. My grandma's like, did you clean your pocketbook?
Yeah. You know, you gotta teach the kids. But I appreciate you girls coming through on this thing. Okay.
Well, thank you for having us. I wasn't sure if it was a YouTube video. I said I was gonna drop.
Oh no. Oh no. You come but on then, here and I use straight audio. Y'all safe. Safe place.
But listen, I didn't wake up in time enough to draw some eyebrows anyway, so
I could have kept on my rough attire.
When we end this, I'm gonna drink me some good old tea and I'm going back to sleep because I'm feeling my workout from yesterday. I'm a little tired.
Ooh, girl. I just ordered my birthday gift and I said I could buy a bigger TV or I could buy a treadmill, and I bought the treadmill, so.
Well, happy early birthday. Are you a Gemini?
I'm a Gemini. I'm a cray cray.
Oh Lord, she's crazy.
I'm a little cray cray.
Oh, I know.
Y'all in the throat.
Y'all, I have a friend, she a Gemini. And when she get the Gemini, I'm like, okay, bitch.
Not when she get the Gemini.
I'm like, cause she, I mean, it's a bird.
Yeah.
And I thought I was crazy. Like, she just pop out of nowhere. I'm like, okay, bitch.
Yeah.
Y'all like.
Yeah. I'm gonna go somewhere else. So I'm ready to do it. Yeah, y'all crazy, but you know, we prayers to everybody involved. Cause y'all crazy, but we love y'all. Some of y'all, but y'all crazy. But you cool as hell. Just don't start Gemini.
Yes. You know, you only see my other side when you on the bad side of it. But you know, other than that.
Well, you have yourself a happy birthday with the treadmill.
Shame. Yeah, girl.
Be sweet.
Like, happy birthday.
That's
happy
right.
Happy birthday.
Go ahead and work it out.
Right. Sweat it up. But I appreciate y'all. Y'all go check out Loose List podcast, y'all. They be on there being very honest. You know what I'm saying? I needed to have y'all because I needed more pod fam. I was like, I could have anybody on the show, but I need more pod fam. So I just want to reach out, you know, and grab some folks.
Well, we appreciate you having us.
You're welcome.
We're about to wrap up our fourth season. We're going
to take
a hiatus.
Okay.
You know, little nap time.
Yes.
Hibernate. We're going to hibernate for a little bit.
Yes. Yeah. I feel like that's always good, though, because you come back refreshed and just like better things, sneak attacks and all of that stuff. So take out time, man.
Yeah, everybody need a little time. Shout out to my big sis Sherry over there at Wine Time. She's taking a little break. I just messaged her like, yeah, you on break, but I'm outside your house. Did you cook?
You are in violation.
Harass people here.
Not did you cook. I can't. Well, y'all, this will be up very soon. So when it's up, I will hit y'all up and let y'all know where it is. But yes, until then, we will be on this thing and happy podcasting and all of that shit. Okay.
Yes, and shout out to you. She gets it, pod, because she gets
it. That's a fact. And don't be changing for nobody, okay?
At all.
That's not what we do.
At all, man. Well, you have a great birthday. Night. Thank you for having us.
Good night.
You're welcome.
Good night.
Peace.
Peace.